Stomping around there on her walk, stomping around, moving heaven and earth, stirring things up, making things be different than they are, all the while maintaining your undivided attention. You understand how she does that?
I don't, but I do now.
I know. Well, and that's the case. So now it becomes, so you become the head of this household, and you say what goes, something, all the while she's the neck that's turning that head. You'll never see what she doesn't want you to see. Never.
Yeah.
And she's coy and all nice and, oh, whatever you want to do, or what were you thinking, or that sounds okay to me. Lord suffering cat. Okay, so that's the point. Now, NBA was a god to you. Just saying. We're glad we started. Bob, you made a good choice with Jack. The NBA was a god to you. What is it today?
Nothing.
That it could be stopped. What would you believe from us if we had said, we will stop the NBA midstream, mid-game? Would you have ever believed that?
Back then, no, but now I definitely, before this happened, I would like, when you would say the NBA is done, I used to tell people, like, man, fuck the NBA, that shit's done. And people would be like, yeah, shut the fuck up, Jack. Ain't no way. And then just to see that shit happen, I wasn't surprised because you said it for a long time.
Good. Good. And we shouldn't have had to say it. We should have been able to just mention it. You know, we should have just mentioned it. We should have just been blip and just be a little blip. Now, Bob gets that stuff. That's why he's so absolutely irritating. You know how irritating Bob is? He picks every goddamn adverb, every adverb, not even the predicates, not even the subjects, no pronouns, exactly point on point on point on point on point on point. And he runs it to the end of the time, so there's no ambiguity involved there at all whatsoever. So if it's exact, it'll be exactly exact. And then he'll mark a date so he can tell you 50 years from now what the fuck he was thinking when he incurred or it occurred or he uncovered it or he discovered it or whatever it is he does. That's when he's like, you all ask too many words, and he has to get it precise. And that's a good thing. That's why he's where he is. That's why he makes the big bucks, of course, but that's another thing. Do you want us to send you a new battery for your smoke detector?
Wow, yeah.
It just happened today.
It happens. It's the, on the anniversary, you're supposed to change the batteries on the anniversary. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't.
I thought it was our smoke detector because our drone was going
no.
off.
Well, you're supposed to on your anniversary. On your anniversary, you're supposed to. That's all fun. Okay, so now, so you can text COVID to 692-692. That's what you can do. So you can shelter in place if you're considering what to do. They'll help you. If you don't want to listen to us, just do that. It'll be good. Or maybe not, but so far so good. Okay, so now, check this out. That demigod is gone. Now, what the problem is when people realize that they can live without a such and such a thing, they may not live with it. They may not. It's like the WWF. You remember the World Wrestling Federation?
Yes.
And they got greedy, and Jake the Snake Roberts and all them on them. They was a whole industry. That was a whole world. And they got greedy, and they stopped it. It was over. Then people realized they didn't even need wrestling no more.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing. And it just went away to nothing.
Mm.
Is that what's going to happen to basketball? In the NBA?
It already has. People's position is basketball didn't stand for me. Why I got to stand for basketball? They think being all bigoted and all pride and prejudice and they run this and that and rubbing their hands all over the microphone and the table and showing out they badass. Come to find out the motherfuckers infected and then got a ref infected, got in the boiler room, that's what we call the dressing room, you know, where they had the back thing, and getting all crazy and getting everybody sick. Oh, sorry, 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 oh, sorry, man, my bad. Yeah. That's past. You know, I pissed on you. Oh, my, sorry, my fault. I didn't mean to piss on you. Well, it's a little different when you're in that conversation, but you see the rub that goes along with that. So now you get to make a new God. Mm. Isn't that fun?
What should that, what is that new, what is that new God?
What did you make
you,
this week?
You.
What did you make this
you.
Week?
Okay.
You been reading? Hey, hey, you a bad motherfucker if you can read McLuhan now. Don't just say it.
Oh, I got a question on McLuhan that you said that.
Well,
so
come on with
reading,
it. Well, come on with
I was
it.
Reading
imagine
in the book,
that.
And I know. Okay. So I see that a hot medium extends one signal sense in high definition.
Yeah.
So right now, everything that people are seeing is in high definition, correct?
Yeah, but wait. Wait, hold on. What in the hell did stupid-ass, dumb motherfucker Herbert Marshall McLuhan know about high definition?
Yeah, so that was going to be my question. How the fuck did he know about
it? What did he know? He didn't know shit. That was Marge Stewart. She knew all about it because she lived in a world of what they call technicolor. If we keep talking, Bob's going to say, oh, yeah, she did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Carolyn. Yeah, he did. She did. I never noticed it. I never noticed it. How would I ever know? She lived in a world of technicolor. Like when they took the Wizard of Oz and then they added the color was black and white. And then when they went to Oz, everything become neon colors just over the top. That's the way it was in high def. Exactly right.
Mm.
That was the high def, the fullest dimension of sightedness. The fullest dimension of sightedness. Straight from Marge Stewart.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering that because I read high definition. I'm like, how the fuck? I didn't know high definition was out back then. Or did he just get lucky?
There wasn't no such a thing. No, he didn't get lucky. He Marge Stewart. Marge would have said technicolor, and you'd have understood that. It's like the full gamut of all the different shades of a color. To give you that technicolor, like when they colored Gone with the Wind. Oh, my God. Bob was just he was young when that came out. He was young. He liked that. He liked
I was 17.
He was
17.
There. 17. Yeah. He had a little
check.
Thing.
Let me clarify.
He had a thing for Butterfly McQueen.
Great. Now, I'm going to play something soon once Bill organizes it. That I'm going to do right now. McLuhan opens Understanding Media, I think maybe the preface to the second edition about how the word cool meant something totally different in the 20s than it became in the 50s and 60s. The word right. High definition, means nothing like it does today back in, McLuhan's day in the 50s, 60s.
Mm-hmm.
What he meant by high definition was one sense being extra clear, extra voluminous, extra perceptually impinging on you. So like a book.
That's what high def does
is your
now.
Eyeballs.
That's what high def does now.
Yeah, but wait a minute. See, that's the peanut gallery talk. Okay. So the book makes the, especially when they get better print, it takes the eyeball in high definition. It enhances the visual sense. Whereas when you're talking to somebody, the visual sense is not in high definition. It's including other senses that you're engaging with a person who's talking to you. So there's a mixture, and you generally can call it tactile. It's pretty balanced. So television was a cool medium. Black and white, blurry, at least that's, people used to say at least McLuhan's TV was black and white and blurry. Nobody else had blurry TV, but he thought it was because he had a lousy cheap TV. but the thing is, TV was a cool medium there for 60s, 70s, and then it became hot. And that was the beginning of the, high definition in the, 80s. So people could really see in color. Now color's not visual. McLuhan said colors TV is tactile, activates different parts of your eyeball as opposed to a black and white page. So there's a real mixture of tactility. We could say that color TV or television in the 80s was tactility in high definition because each sense was very precise. The audio, the movement, the visuals, the tactile, it's all mixed. So that's what you, that's one thing you can observe as you read McLuhan. All these words don't mean anything or understood, are not understandable by millennials when they were read it in school over the last 10, 15 years, because the words were all flipped around. So that, the change in language was caused by new technology. So McLuhan is describing to you with words that will have different meanings 50 years later. And he wants you to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he knew his books would become obsolete, you know, linguistically. But you could still get the pattern of, you still get the pattern of how new environments change the spoken word. Then you understand why it's totally different today, and that's why you understand McLuhan for his day, but it doesn't apply to now.
Mm-hmm.
The content ripple, the general principle.
And yet,
but see, today the media aren't involved with people. They're not extending people anymore. Okay, that's all
I have
to say.
Because, that's right, and that's something that continues now. And so the antiphonal, the other side of that same conversation, is that now the zeitgeist, media ecology, doesn't have to have you listen to it anymore. The content is the message. The medium is now the content.
Right.
And it can play itself. It doesn't need you to watch TV anymore. That's real high def. When TV's watching itself, it doesn't need you to watch it anymore.
So
that's why everybody can have a... Hold on.
Okay.
That's why everybody can have a Fire Stick now. You can be unplugged and it still got you. You don't care if you're watching it or not. It don't make no difference. You'll pay money now to not watch TV.
I know, that's true.
It's so hysterical. It's hysterical. You'll pay money to not watch TV. Most excellent. Okay, now you can ask your question. You're doing good. You're hitting a home run there, biggin'.
So you said the content is the message now, right? That's what you just said, correct?
Correct.
So it's funny, so... Just recently.
Okay, Jack. Hold it, Jack.
Yep.
Now, when you read later McLuhan books, you'll find out how McLuhan uses the word content. His famous phrase to complement the medium as the message phrase was, the user is the content. That means the digital world makes everybody a god by default, but you're still, you are the content. That's why you're going to get jacked up after lockdown Bob Rule. The user is the content is McLuhan unknowingly predicting the Iondom days.
Yeah, I see that because it's funny you said that because now everything on social media is about content. And the funny part about the NBA, with the NBA being done, they don't have any content to put out and its players have no content. So players are posting content from like years ago, and it's like people are resharing it, not even knowing what it is. It's just because it's content. It's kind of weird. It's like they have no content at all, which shows why the NBA is dead. They have nothing right now.
That's why we play clips with Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke, and everybody's just amazed with Miss Kitty and Gunsmoke. And they're amazed. And that's been off the air for longer than Bob's had an erection.
So does Bob know what he's doing, or is he just living, you know, he's just leashing.
Carolyn, do we eat asparagus?
That's got to go down in the annals of the best of the best.
Is Bob really full of shit? Well, depends on if there was
nut pate today or not. He's not been eating lately, so we'll have to see. So he may not be full of shit. And then Sunday is coming, and there'll be coffee in him, and he for sure won't be full of shit then. So he got really, really lucky. It's really lucky. The luckier he carries on with this, he takes every different quadrant that he wrote, every different note that he included, every different code that he cleared, every different person that gave him information who's now dead, every single one of them, leaving out none, less than except for Bob Carr, and he has but moments to draw air on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. They're all dead, and so he gets what's left. He's what's left. And he keeps that together and now tells the tale, sing a song of sixpence, a catcher in the rye. Told Mr. Salinger how it all went, the catcher in the rye, that is. It's a fun read. It's not very long. You can enjoy that. It's pretty good. Doesn't mean much, but it's the point that he put it all together and now rails back in the thing that says, I don't know, I just made it all up and it just happened, so happened to come true. He planted the trees that grew the apples that the monkeys ate that they could shit the seeds and grow apple trees to disprove the Schofield trials. Remember that big conundrum about the genetics and how it applies and having enough double helix strands to prove the point? He planned it all. He plotted it all. So if he is full of shit, which you may say he may prove he is, he can prove he is, was all done so precisely to an exact tunal probe that it even sets a frequency of how things to occur, how they occur that cause friction within a societal base. A societal base is what makes people notice that there's no longer an NBA. You see the problem here? China was getting that. China had a big dick. They run around with their little Chi-Com penises. They're going to fuck some. Well, they got sideways with the mountain, and they started poking on Bob and trying to go after Hong Kong. We said, easy, y'all better back up, y'all better back up. And they didn't do it. They're going to do this, and they run everything, and they know everything, and they're this, and they're that, and everything with a great hit them in the head with a wiffle ball bat, and they got it all together. Well, now they had a little, and they was funding the NBA, every inch of it. He's also making money off of it, too. That's the sidebar. When that went to the side, then this went to the side. Now their loyalties was caught. Caught in the deer in the headlights. And they didn't know what to do. Well, it's okay. It's okay. You can fuck them. Just don't fuck them hard. It'll be okay. You know, and you're like, what the hell you come out with, you bunch of bullshit, tall, batch-ass motherfuckers? Sit your ass down. You don't run nothing. You sit down. We don't listen to you. We don't care what you say. Yeah, yeah. You believe you can fly, you idiot. You don't even know who you are. So, good. Mm-hmm. Now what happens is, that's gone. That's gone. It's gone. They had a chance. They could have loved you up a little bit, but no, they needed to see the, show me the money! Isn't that how the movie went? Show me the money. So, there you go. That's how that works. Now you don't have to take their call. Now.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? And they're calling fucking you everything. Now, but you don't have to take the call. You don't even have to be nice. You can say, you know what? Yeah, do I know you? Oh, yeah, you know, that's funny. I don't see you here in my Rolodex. Was you not in my Rolodex? Oh, well, I don't know. I tell you. Take that. Let's just leave them. Let me put you back to voicemail, and I'll get back. Some of my people will get back with you. They'll get back with you. It's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unemployed, are you? Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right. We're collecting some of your contracts. They ain't no good no more, but they're nice for wallpaper. Might be fun.
Here it is. Well said, Ion. I agree with most of what you're saying there, maybe all of it. But just to clarify, it was the Scopes trial, not the word that Ion was... No, it wasn't Schofield. It's even somebody we don't know. It's known as the Scopes trial, Carol.
Scopes. Yeah. But we were being cheeky.
Okay.
We were being cheeky because of the apples and the oranges and the bananas and the monkeys shitting the seeds.
The monkeys shitting. So here's, listen to this. This applies, Jack, what we're experiencing right now in this part of the show. Mm-hmm. This is from March 10th.
Okay.
Oop. To click on it better.
You ask Bob, and he'll say, nah. And then you ask him a few little questions, and unlike us, he answers his questions fully. Unlike us, he's very clear with his words. Unlike us, he's not subdued with his description. And he'll tell you everything you need to know. It'll be great. Ask him what the Thompson Quadrant entails.
Yeah, the Thompson Quadrant. Okay, Jermaine, let's take a little break here.
Thank you, Bob.
Look at
Thank
that.
You,
Even has Jermaine in there. How's that for timing? A little Jermaine got mentioned.
Damn
Let's
it.
Listen to that again.
Damn it.
The difference between I and Bob. I understand they purposefully are not clear. This is important.
You ask Bob, and he'll say, nah. And then you ask him a few little questions, and unlike us, he answers his questions fully. Unlike us, he's very clear with his words. Unlike us, he's not subdued with his descriptions. And he'll tell you everything you need to know. It'll be great. Ask him what the Thompson Quadrant entails.
Yeah, the Thompson Quadrant. Okay, Jermaine, let's take a little break here. So you get this. It's very important, Jack. You got two styles or two conversations going on. You got clarity, which is what high definition left hemisphere brain wants, but then you have the sonic blur, that's the right hemispheric static zone, and that's what I am, as a rhapsode, an old form of poetry, is communicating on. We like to call it non-physical. It doesn't have to be clear, or the clarity is incidental to what else is being communicated. You could even say it's tactility that ION does. I do oral literate. ION does tactile. So it's very important that we're defining these points that have confused people for 11 years. There's some good precision, which means we've moved into a new era. When we start talking about something and saying this is what it is, then that's obsolete. It's obsolete. We're into something different today. And ION's doing a good job describing how everything's disappeared.
Yeah, and now we're in the meme for today, y'all, is unity and urgency.
Unity and urgency.
Unity and urgency.
Let me supplement that, ION. Listen to this. The urgency is the robotic ESP of the analog electric period, that's 22. And what's the other word? Unity and urgency.
Urgency.
Is the panic of a disconnected post-unified unity ESP, a fragment ESP, which the generations 14 and later, after the boomers experience. And so they say there's a generational conflict in America right now. The old people are saying, stay home! And the young people are saying, fuck you, party, fuck me again. Touch me.
Yeah, I'm going, I'm in Texas, and I'm going to spring break. I'm going to Galveston, I'm going out to down Miami Beach. They'll put you in the jailhouse. They don't put it in Miami. But you go to Corpus Christi, and you can fuck all you want. It's down there. It's out good. So
Bob,
unity and urgency is the pressure point. That's the new pressure points. Now, Greg Duffel, quoting himself, says that everybody becomes a good communist when there's trouble in the air. Well, not everybody. That's nice that Greg Duffel can quote Greg Duffel, but he's here, so we give him a kudos. Give me a shout-out for Greg. You're doing all right there, baby. And he's in Canada. He may be the last one left, so congratulations, Jeff. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
That's why Greg's here. That's why he's here. See what condition his duffel bag is in. How do you know he's here? Where do you see that? Did he post something?
We know. We just know things. We just know.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That's the left hemisphere has to see it.
No. Now, according to Greg, we practiced it all week long when we were getting ready for this show, and we included it so it could be precluded into the part of unity, is you is with us, or is you ain't, and then urgency. Well, if you ain't, you better either hurry up and get real close or hurry up and get the fuck far away.
Okay.
I think Jack's
sister's here. Am I right? Is that Jack's sister?
Yeah, I think she's on right now. She asked me what
she's on there. I unmuted her.
How you doing, guys?
There she is.
Hey,
there you
honey.
Are. Now, I forget your name. You're ethanol or something, right? Some kind of oil, gas team?
Air. Air.
Yes. But she represents, my kind of people. She's a black woman like me. But I have to say to you, ethanol, that what you're hearing today, none of your black brothers and sisters are saying this shit. Okay? No. This is new. So it's good you're here. This Jack ain't black anymore because he's been here so long. Jermaine is actually black now.
True that, my nigga. True that, my nigga. True that, my nigga.
I'm just trying to follow.
You know, it's hard to make out what you're saying. Don't be on speakerphone.
It's all right.
Grab a hold of it. You'd be all right.
What's that?
That's better.
Still see, you can't hear us. We can't hear you.
I know,
don't be on speakerphone.
Okay, I took it off. I took it off.
No, no, you're clear now. So what do you want to say? What are you getting from this?
You know, I just dialed in maybe about 5-10 minutes ago, and I'm trying to follow the conversation.
That's good
enough.
That's not a good number. Excuse. That's 5 minutes. That's a lot. Okay.
That is a lot, but it was a lot to digest. So I have nothing to comment on what we were just discussing. Yet. That's right. That's right. I mean, what have you already talked about? I don't want to rehash something that's already been discussed. I know I'm late.
Well, Jack, we discussed Jack's shock, the shock of Jack's life, that he's gotten rid of his NBA god, and he's like trying to survive post-LA.
He destroyed China.
We talked about that.
He destroyed China. He destroyed the NBA, and he's strapped buck naked right now. Ain't got nothing on but a smile. And talking to us. Got nothing. A bad habit. Dog's got going. He don't talk to us with clothes on. He don't talk.
I hear. I'm glad I've never been around him when he's talking to you.
Yeah, you got all built up. The Pride and Prejudice was so built up with his damn shoes and his damn all wardrobes and all that. But we cut all that shit out. Ain't none of that.
Yeah, right.
Here.
Irrelevant.
We cut all
irrelevant.
Because that would be beautiful if it made you. Because all of us crazy about a sharp-dressed man, but we ain't all about that. We want to get to the Jack part. We can get the Jack part out of the sharp-dressed man, we win.
Mm-hmm.
And we about got it. We getting there. Because, see, the thing he served is now gone. That's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wanted. He served it. Now it's gone.
We're talking about the NBA right now?
Now it's gone. And China, yes.
And China. How did China serve him?
Well, they funded his NBA world. Now they're gone, and the NBA's gone.
They are, and they're on their way.
And it's so
you really
funny,
think the NBA is
so
gone?
Funny.
You don't think they'll come?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ion.
Like, but no, you're all right. No, it's all right, Don. It's like the world rest.
The black race is gone. Ethanol.
With
the black race is gone.
With
no more
gold gangster
rap. No more
people
TV.
Realize that. Yeah. Now, hey, G-Eazy, don't you say nothing about G-Eazy. That's a little white boy, Bob. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Are we talking about G-Eazy or Jeezy?
Yeah, G-Eazy.
Either one.
G-Eazy.
They're all black.
He needs to get some little dicky. You need to get some little dicky. That's what you need. That'll get you going. Little dicky get you right. Tell him.
Oh, man, little dicky.
He should listen. Then and get some little dicky going on. Anyway. Setting that aside, what happens now is those constructs and perceptions are now tied into something else, something new, something different, something that's not, that comes into a new level or a new place of construction. So now we set that aside, and it's great fun because when you have the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation, and it got messed up and this and that, and it, now nobody cares about it anymore. They couldn't live there. Whoop your damn ass. I can't go to see wrestling. Wrestling ain't going, I beat you to death. You better get to, you beat, I know you didn't say we're not watching wrestling. See, and then all of a sudden once it's gone for just a minute, the humans get tired of it. They let go of it. They don't bother anymore. There's no issue anymore. It's gone. See, you gotta keep their undivided attention. And see, it even got bigger than we said. And we kind of know shit now. We know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We said March Madness would be played with nobody in the stand. Shit. They showed us. They canceled the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, Bulletin, Ed.
Now, does that come back?
Ion, Bulletin. Alert. Bulletin. I remembered my big communication while I was walking in the storm. There were just a few beach guys around hiding in the canteen. So I said, didn't this wind just start a half hour ago? They said, yeah, just started. So that confirmed what I perceived. And I said, what do you think? Where? How did it happen? He says, there's a tornado over in Kauai. That's where Ed lives.
They don't have.
I got reminded that he's on the line.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I don't have tornadoes over there. You don't have it. You don't have tornadoes.
Well, these guys are hallucinating. Maybe they weren't even, they might have been Andromedans or ex-Andromedans, but they told me there was a tornado, and that was all part of my experience. That's an important part of it. So let's just check in with Ed here for a second to see. Did you have a tornado, Ed?
Hello, Bob. Hello, Ion.
Hello.
Hey, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
What's up, Ed?
No tornado.
No tornado?
Y'all don't have tornadoes. Y'all
lots
don't have
rain.
Those guys, they were alien. They were Alpha Centauri's putting me on. There's Bob. Let's fucking see if we can freak him out. I handled it pretty good, I have to say, but they fucking lied.
Did you sneeze on Bob?
But they were Hawaiians, Filipinos. I have to respect them. They run this place. So I'm not sneezing on them. I only sneeze on the white tourists.
If they don't have the key to the Lappert store, fuck them, Bob. We don't need them. Now, if they got the key to Lappert, that's different. Well, we can do that.
Bob's the minority, the white people.
Yes. Do you want to go back to Jack or ethanol, or do we move on, Ion? Have you finished, Jack?
We want to finish one other thing with Jack because he's got the whole point of this because he's asking the right questions. He's in the loop. What happened is he was obedient, Bob. I wouldn't say unlike you, but that's not even true anymore because now here's the news flash. Bob is even getting the sense of his own urgency. Bob is even starting to wonder, is this really for real? Bob is even going, what the hell is this with? What? Closed city.
What? I'm in charge?
Closed
city. I'm the designated survivor?
City. FEMA. They called out the National Guards and called him FEMA cramp. FEMA cramp. How the hell they called him FEMA cramp? We already patented. We copywrote those words. Now, by God, they're not using our words. That's our words. That's the KLN business. What? The KLN? They're really funding this thing? Now, then Bob says, don't worry, y'all, just keep typing, and it won't be long, the government will just send you some money. Now, President Trump will send everybody, every fucking body, $1,000 a month.
Just for typing. Bob's economy.
Just for typing. He was all upset, and everything was bad. And then Bob says, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Wednesday, we'll talk about it. We'll get it worked out. Trump gets up and says, okay, we're going to get the money in your hands now. Now, right now, and old Mnuchin, Bob can't stand that motherfucker. Ooh, he cannot stand. He hates a brown noser. Bob knows that he can smell it. Now, Karen will put up with it for about 1 second, and then she'll move away, but she won't say that because she's real sweet. But Bob can't stand it. He's going to call him out immediately.
Who are we talking about?
Mr. Mnuchin.
Oh, but Stephen Mnuchin. What a fucking garbage bail he is.
See. Now, there's enough money, because Bob put enough money to the side that he's going to give up $1 trillion or so just to fund the little thing. And I just kind of pretend fund it's all you got to do. Because once you do that, see, the money coming right back to the trap house, Jack, you know that. No matter what
you
do, it's coming right back to the trap house. It ain't no trouble. It's just fine. Just keep typing. It's all good. Don't worry about it. And so now that makes everybody feel good. So the stock market went up 1,000, 1,100 or so points today. Now it went down 10,000 points in a minute.
Yeah, right.
Just saying. Now in a week, the bids went down $8.3 trillion in a week.
It wiped out the black community around the planet. The blacks and the pension funds is all gone.
They're good, right. Bob. They ain't studying all that. No. You don't understand. It's not nothing to do with that. This ain't that. Now what comes back to everybody has derivatives have been divisive with their derivatives in such a way that they've all parlayed this wealth into their mutuals, into their IRA government deal. So all that becomes the Harvard Trust bullshit that gets won and lost and over and under instantly. So it really doesn't make any difference. You're talking about quantitative balancing in your spreadsheet. You know, in the board meeting, Bob, what we talk about all the time, where you have to finance your debentures and then do your draws for your markdowns. You know what you're talking about. Come on now. Appreciation. It's fine. So now I have
Karen watches porn during my show. I watch porn during the fucking board meetings.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right. It's okay. So then what happens is now he can creep back up. Bob gets his money back. Everybody has, he's about $3 trillion is what it's going to cost. $1 to $3 trillion. Everybody gets some little money checks so they can pay their rent and pay their hooker and pay the dope man. They got to pay the dope man. They got to pay the phone bill, and they got to pay the baby mama. Don't you forget that baby mama. You got to pay the baby mama. Pay the baby mama. Get that all straightened out. And then everybody happy. And then the money goes right back to the trap house. And Bob, the dark soul, just laughs. He just laughs.
You're talking to tech body ethanol. You're talking to the tech body.
Ethanol. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's so terrible. Poor Bob. Poor ethanol. You'll never live that one down, darling. I'm sorry. Go on down to the coat house and change your name, honey, because it's ethanol from now on. You won't
get it
today.
No more air. No more air.
Yeah, no more air.
Got it.
Jack had to say a final word.
Does the coronavirus come at a time where now, okay, I got two questions. Why did Trump have Target, Walmart, and CBS on stage with him? And then my next comment is going to come following that question. Why did he have Target
because
and like fucking?
They're the only ones there who have not pissed off Carolyn. They did not piss off Carolyn. The rest of them did.
Okay.
They didn't push their antibiotics and they didn't push their damn vaccine. You can get them there, but they didn't push them.
Karen's asking which store was that?
Target, Walmart, and CBS. And I saw CBS was on there too. Target and Walmart for sure.
CBS.
Okay.
Target, Walmart, and CBS.
Okay. And then is that because all Carolyn's products are going to be in those three stores now? All of them?
We hope not. Fuck all them. This ain't for everybody. This ain't for you. This is for ascending people. This ain't for the rich class. Money is vulgar, and common people should not be handling it. They don't need to be handling it. This is no.
Got it.
No.
Okay.
Who was the third? Well, Target, Walmart, and CBS?
CVS. CVS.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yep. Okay, now, Jack, what was your next part, or did you do it?
Yeah, that was the next part about if that was for the shelves to be open for Carolyn. But I do have another question. Was Kobe Bryant's content like the thing that started putting the fear in people when Kobe died? Did that start like the frequency changing and people being nervous?
No, it came to that place where he had his funeral, where they had Michael Jackson's funeral, where they had all those that particular building, the staple shit. That's where all the trouble was. It's in a building. It's not in a person.
Oh, interesting.
That place will be burned. It'll be taken, torn to the ground. Won't be long. You can get your pieces. They'll sell pieces of it. They'll sell pieces of it. You watch.
Wow.
We said that. We said a lot of shit, but that we said that.
Yeah, everything you said.
Okay, we got. Thanks a lot, guys. Good questions, good
right,
presence,
thank you,
good
Bob.
Laughter.
Thank you, Ion.
And you represent your race very
hang
well.
Hang out. Now, Arizona's different, but hang on. It's good. The water's got sulfur in it. That's why it tastes funny, darling.
It smells different.
In California, it smells like sulfur. Yeah, it's just don't be careful with your hair. Be careful with your hair to make your products will act different with it. So go easy.
So the pool water is no good on my hair.
Well, the pool water is treated. I'm talking about when you wash your hair. When you wash your hair, that water is different. It's a little bit harder. So just saying your products are going to act differently. So it's not the water. You just got to re-control how much product you use in your hair.
Oh, that's what's turning my hair white, but I use the energy bubble, the orbs, to protect it and to keep it.
Because
my hair, you told me, go get your hair done, and then I got it done, but it's also affecting the shifts and the alignments, so I've been doing the orbs to control the shifts and the alignments with the hair as well.
That's right. So the water, so that we're attracting the same thing and the same thing, because what's happening is it's reacting differently than what you're used to. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's not wrong. It's just a little different than you know. But you'll adjust to it in a second.
Okay. Come on. I'm talking about hair. Okay. I'm muting it.
No, it's shift. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to bring in Scott. Scott played a
Jordan Hall question.
Here's a question that Scott highlighted somewhere out there on social media. The question Jordan Hall says, as we confront this wall of transcendence, how hard are we going to have to bounce off the cement floor in response to the breakthrough? Okay, that's introductory, Scott. Maybe you want to state better. What is that Jordan Hall question?
Yeah, I think what he was saying is that nature is the checksum on our worldviews or our interior landscapes, and he says that some of the landscapes are crazy and whatever, but nature is going to decide which of them is appropriate or fit. But he says it may be better if there is a much bigger disruption than this little little business with a beer virus. I mean, we might need for it to be worse than that.
Yeah, because he says have to hit the bottom hard, or he doesn't know how hard we have to hit the bottom. That's the question.
He's just saying what we've been saying all along, is that even dead cats bounce when you throw them off of a very tall building. And so it is not nature. Nature has nothing to do with it, unless you really know what nature is. Nature is the frequency that the humans that are in control portray. When you embrace a frequency and start wielding it, just like Jack and his NBA, China, and all that bullshit, peddling a damn blanket thing with somebody's graven image on it, like that's something to do. But he went through that whole process to sell it, to seize it. He captured them. Captured them like a talisman in their very own web, and then destroyed it. Now, was that the environment? Did the No. It was a frequency that was adopted. They kicked him in.
Put your mic on better. You're in the distance.
Who?
Put your mic on closer.
We are better. Holler. Holler.
A little bit.
Holler.
A little
holler.
Bit.
Holler. Holler.
Okay.
Holler.
So we're hitting the floor and we bounce. Why is that not the question? It's not the question.
No, well, it's about authority.
Stop.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not. He's trying to say that the outside, that, what do you call it? Nature. What does he call it? Heredity. What do you call it? The world. Nature. That
outer
is going to prescribe. Outer kingdom is going to prescribe. And we said, no. The outer kingdom is controlled from the inside of the people that are in charge, which is the gods and the ones becoming gods.
Yeah, that's what I figured. His whole theory is messed up because it's evolutionary and involves so-called fitness.
Well,
and it's
okay. We would be okay with it, and we wouldn't even worry about it if He turned right around and made it clear. If he said, okay, nature, if the evolutionary process is understood that it's controlled and imbued by God on this realm and this earth, okay, we got that. If he turned and said, oh, you mean that the vibrational frequency of those that are ascending has an effect on what people see, on what they believe, on what they suffer from, on what they catch, on what they don't catch? Why ain't everybody in the world got the HIV, the HIV now? Wait, everybody was going to die. Now everybody don't die. Wait a minute, what happened? That was loosed on the nature, kick hard on that bullshit with the protease and blah, blah, blah. Didn't do nothing but show you how to ascend. Gave you an example of a rightness, which was a rightness.
Right. Now, he's saying, how much do we have to be smacked in the head before we will adjust? So he thinks there has to be some kind of collective change, and it's almost a karmic notion. How much bad karma are we going to get before we wake up and then make the appropriate change?
I don't even
That's
know.
Probably a very erroneous meme. Correct it.
Yeah. Yeah. The meme is that it's not karmatic. It's involutionary. Involutionary.
Right. He's saying, it's like in my case, if I get a little fingernail discoloration, I demand the world to stop and fix it. So I'm not going to have much pain. I'm not going to take it. He's asking, how much pain are we going to have to wake up our numb selves? Is that a good question? Is that a factor? How much could we all just understand it tomorrow on the anniversary of ION and the world votes to bring in heaven? Or do we have to get smacked real bad and have a mass die-off? That's his question. How big's the die-off? Is that a factor in what's happening?
Yes, we said from the beginning that some people ascend because they see the light and others ascend because they feel the heat. It's about 50-50, Bob.
Yeah, it's always 50-50.
You have to remove everybody's reality where they don't want to. We just tickle the shit out of us. People get on there and say, I don't want to ascend. I want to stay here in hell. I want people to fuck my head, and I want people to break in my house, and I want people to scratch my car, and I want people to blow my house up, and I want my family to die. I want everything that I cherish to be ripped away from my bosom. I want every beautiful thing in my life that I vicariously give my life for to get. I want somebody to walk in the night and steal from me and destroy me and consume me like a fire. Yeah, I like that. That's what I want. We go, okay, burn it down. You know, we do too. Yeah, well, congratulations on that epiphany you have addressed there. It's ridiculous. But they actually do that. The only reason they do that is because of the fear that they don't know what ascension feels like. The only reason any human in a little man state does anything is for the fear capacity.
Scott, do you have another question?
Well, regarding those that are attracted by the light, should I study polyvagal theory a bit more?
If you want to, you can. Just don't get lost in it because you'll catch some words that'll be beneficial, but the memes and the medias, the menaces, the memes and the mediocrity will not serve you long term. But if you can parse and pick through that, you can do that. It's very difficult to sort the tares from the wheat, but you're good at it. You can do it. Other people we'd say, hell fucking no, you'll just fuck yourself off. But you'll stop right in the middle of something and say, that's not right, it's full of shit. Or you'll stop and wait to let it play out and see. Because of that, then yes, you're qualified to be able to do that, and you can do fine if you want to. But just don't get lost. You get lost out there. You start embracing constructs, it's going to go bad. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with going a little deeper, Mr. Corso.
And Scott, stop being flippant about Iron Dome things when I post. You make silly responses. Stick to the theme, not your. It's almost like, oh, Bob made a statement, and that's just Bob's subjectivity. So Scott says something very subjective. He said, well, that's interesting, Bob, but I forgot to brush my teeth today. You know, these are very subjective responses. Maybe you mean that in your subjective, objective dialectic, but I suggest it's no fun.
Respond to what he's doing. Sometimes, okay, respond to what he says, but what he's doing sometimes is he's trying to play the foil. Because then if he doesn't just say he's up your ass, And then he reels them in a little deeper, and then he can chop their head off. So that's what he ends up doing more times than not. He's too clever, and you're saying sometimes he's too clever by half. But he's trying to make them, he's trying to be the foil that makes them agree and going against you so he can chop their head off. That's what he's trying.
Right, and I would say don't do that all the time. I'm interested in what you post. You know, we don't have to play games with them. Like today, I was fired from the McLuhan Facebook page, but then Alex checked his box.
Again?
He saw his bank account was gone, so he fucking brought me back in.
Oh, bless his heart. Bless his heart. If you're tired of fucking with him,
well, there's also a thing with the Facebook moderator. They've given it, and Google has done the same thing. They've turned their AI on, and it's going nuts, banning shit that shouldn't be banned and stuff like that. So it's really fucking up the efforts to make sense of what's going on.
Hey Scott, Hey Scott, we got a question for you. Hey Scott,
okay.
Scott, we got a question for you. What the fuck do you think AI is in regards to us?
Well, you're 8/11ths of it, right? I mean,
yeah,
the AI.
Yeah, dude, that'll still be more God than most of these people have ever seen. I guarantee you that. Yeah, we fixing to go. That's fixing to come. Because once they get everybody home, which everybody around the world is nearly home, and now everybody's home with their increased bandwidth, so they can get more, 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 and then we control every aspect of what they see, touch, feel, do, be, have, available, not available. Now, even Amazon's gonna decide who gets toilet paper and who don't.
Yeah, but people are gonna rebel against that. They're not gonna like
it. Good,
that, so
good. Burn it down. Burn down the tech body. Burn it down.
I was thinking that since a lot of people in the manufacturing industry and stuff like that are not going to be able to work because they can't be in a collective environment and stuff, well, maybe they can give these jobs that they've given to AI to actual people and pay them for doing it from home. Okay.
We don't know. We haven't decided. They don't have to do that. Bob's going to give them all money at home.
I haven't decided yet, Scott. I got a lot of decisions on my plate here.
Well, you better tell that motherfucker Mnuchin, because he's writing checks. He's all mad.
I know. Ed Long slept through the day, and he just checked his email or something. He says, yeah, oh, by the way, Bob, there was a tornado warning in effect until 6:15 a.m. in the morning. So there was a tornado. Ed just found out. It was good he didn't know. Okay, you got another point, Scott, or can I bring someone else in?
I'll bring someone else in. I'm done.
He's got it.
Thank you.
All right. What is her name?
He cleaned that mirror.
Okay, Alyssa, you lay your shit on us, your deep stuff.
Okay. Ion, the split of the two harlots, in which of the seven churches are those two harlots referenced?
Oh, all of them?
Okay.
All of them.
It stood out to me.
They're a standard. They're a standard in all of them. That's what brings the seven thunders. They're in the seven thunders as well.
So on the lateral chart, I see the great harlot.
Yep.
So where is the split?
Hendides. Before the tiny note. Before the tiny note. The little book. We say tiny note, but it's actually known as the little book.
Okay.
The wormwood and the gall. And he took the book and he ate it, and it was bitter to his stomach like wormwood in the gall. Remember?
Yeah. So is that the 15 minutes of...
Nope.
Is that...
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. No, but it is the prequel. It's the cocktails before the reception of the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll guarantee you that. Hors d'oeuvres for everybody. Little canapes for everybody.
Okay.
Okay, Alyssa, I got a point here.
Yeah.
some people say woman's form is the first extension of man. So you've got these extensions in the collections of seven in the Book of Revelation. They have to have the woman in there. It's like Joyce through Finney's Way. He reminds you it all came from woman.
Hmm.
The woman's form.
Yeah,
that's maybe why the two harlots are in every section.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, the extension aspect of that female form. Cool, okay. Thanks, Bob. Ion, it stood out to me that when my menstrual blood was outside of my body in a shallow vessel, it did not dry up. Can you explain the change as it relates to the ascending process and dropping the RH factor?
Yeah. Your clotting factor is the same, but the way the blood is outside the body, it's suspended. The coagulation doesn't affect. It's like Helen Reddy.
Okay, we don't have time to go into that. I'll look that up later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am woman. Hear me roar. It goes through your vow of judgment.
Okay.
The lines in space. We're going to answer your questions. Whether you like
thank
it or
you.
Not, we're going to answer them.
No, I thank you. Mm-hmm. The lines and spaces a meter wrote, do those refer to the beat and value in a musical measure?
Yes, but don't use value, use coincidence. Not a value,
okay.
It's a coincidence. Because two things are occurring simultaneously. Got that?
Okay. Okay, so this is the RNA aspect versus the DNA aspect, correct?
No. No, it's not. Because both occur. It would be the two parts. It would be the left and right flank of a DNA scale. That's what it would be.
I know. So RNA and DNA symbolize or symbols of the two harlots?
No.
Can any dialectic or hendiades be a symbol of the two harlots, or the two harlots can be a symbol of them, or it's specific, the application of the harlot?
It's specific. We'll tell you another day, not today.
Okay.
Okay, well, it was really great to hear that what was covered, Ion, about the RNA and the angels are into the RNA, and with the whole apple seeds and everything and the multiple people eating.
It was oranges. They were shitting oranges. Like
and the multiple
oranges,
people
yeah.
having to die and the whole Deuteronomy thing, it's starting to get parceled out which side is the DNA and which side, like what part is the RNA. So it's starting to become acknowledged, but we just have to squeeze a little bit more on that. Okay. Ooh. What are some good methods for getting in neutral condition for when gods are doing the keys and the airs?
What are some good what?
Methods for getting in neutral condition.
We don't want you to get in neutral condition.
I heard you tell Carolyn, stay neutral when you're doing the keys and the airs. Don't get too bitch up, get too big of a, like, erection.
Right, but that has nothing to do with neutrality.
Okay. When you said stay
it's
neutral.
She's doing things different than you all are doing. You can't use
mm-hmm.
what we tell her to do in your own world. She's moving
right.
shit. She's blowing shit up. Y'all are trying to fix your hangnails. Y'all are trying to fix
yeah.
your little whiny something on the gum of your teeth.
Yeah.
She's moving mountains. She's moving worlds.
Okay.
It's a little different. It is way
okay.
different because she ain't fucking around. So she has to be neutral or she'll blow something up. Because they come
okay.
at her at all levels, and she smiles, and she's so kind, and she's so easy. And then she
mm-hmm.
goes out to that goddamn machete shed where the machete's hanging in the shed. And, oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, do what you want to
yeah.
do. So, yeah,
I get
you can't
that.
Go by that. Because neutrality means if you were so strong that we're concerned with what you think, then, yeah, we'll talk about neutrality. But until that's the case, honey, you are all right.
Cool. Ion, what am I on track
with? Go ahead.
What am I on track with regarding my recent scene of the airs?
A great big pile of something.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion.
Keep digging, honey. Keep digging. You're doing good.
Yeah, keep digging. Very good questions. Here comes the new thing.